Good morning. So we have a gospel passage today that on the surface might seem a little uninteresting, not very challenging, a little innocuous. Remember, last week we heard Jesus send the 12 out around the region to teach and to heal. In today's passage, if we scratch the surface a little bit, I think we'll get to some more interesting stuff. First, today, for the first and only time in Mark's gospel, the 12 are called apostles rather than just disciple. It's an important distinction. Disciples devote themselves to learning from the master. Apostles are those who are sent out by the master to teach and to work on the master's behalf. In today's gospel, the 12 are back, and they are reporting to Jesus what they experienced. And he invites them to come away to a deserted place and rest a while. Now, in that line, we could assign one of two possible reasons for Jesus giving them that invitation. Possible reason number one, the one I think most people assume if they think about it at all. The 12 look a little tired. They've been out there teaching and anointing and begging and depending on God for their sustenance, being messengers of Jesus. And that's hard work. It's exhausting work sometimes. Maybe Jesus saw that and wanted to give them a little time to recuperate. That's the way most people see it. But if that's the plan, it doesn't work out, does it? You see, it seems that Jesus and the 12 have caught on. People are coming from all over the place to get what they have to offer. They can't get a break. They can't even grab lunch, the text tells us. So the group heads out onto the water, but the crowds figure out where they're going and beat them to their intended spot of rest. So is Jesus' plan thwarted? I don't think so. Let's back up a few frames in this movie and consider possible reason number two for the invitation. Imagine the 12 coming back to Jesus from their very fruitful work. Remember, last week's gospel told us they healed a lot of folks. They might be a little tired, but there's no description of it in the text. I imagine them more as if they were a bunch of little kids who just learned to ride without their training wheel. Who just did their first successful cartwheel. They're running back to the teacher to explain how great it was. I don't think they could shut up. I think maybe Jesus invited them away to help calm them down. Because, you see, they need some time to pray over, to absorb what has begun to open up for them in their own lives. A beginning of the realization that they are called and they are being equipped to do the same healing, teaching, unifying work that they have been watching Jesus do. It's a whole different experience. It's kind of the difference between watching that exercise video and actually doing the moves. It's different. It's time, perhaps, Jesus is thinking, for the next lesson. So off they go in the boat. And what do the 12 encounter when they reach the other shore for their retreat? They come face to face with masses of people who share a deep hunger for truth, for assurance and connection with God's love. And Jesus, the text tells us, began to teach them many things. As always, he is teaching not just the crowd, but the 12 also. So, which group are we meant to sit with? Which lessons are we meant to learn? Those for the crowd or those for the 12? Of course, it's both. We sit with the crowds because of our basic need to be in touch with the truth that we are loved intimately, individually, unconditionally by God. I need to know that every moment. I need to be reminded of it often. I don't know about you, but I always need to be in the crowd to hear that. But we must also sit with the 12 in response to our call to embody Christ's presence today. For the crowds in today's world with the same crying needs, we sit with the 12 to learn to become apostles to the people in our lives to whom we are meant to carry divine love in the form of some simple, humble hospitality, service, healing. You see, our call is like that of the 12. We are called first to discipleship, but to discipleship for the purpose of becoming apostles. We are called to learn to experience for ourselves God's mercy and love for the purpose of carrying it to others. The words of our gospel stories, no matter how seemingly calm and sedate, are many things, but innocuous and unchallenging and boring aren't any of them. Even in the simplest scenes, Christ is always calling us onward, beyond where we are, wherever we are, beyond that, always to a new level of unity with creation, all of creation, and of unity with the divinity that is the source of it all. We celebrate the sacrament of Eucharist as both source and summit of that union in this life. If you need rest and restoration and healing today, as the crowds do, it's here. Receive it. Rest in it. Rest in the presence of the Lord. That is very good. But also please listen to the first line of today's gospel. They gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. So here we are gathered together with Christ gathered together. Remember last weekend and every time we have gathered to celebrate the Eucharist, the last words spoken from the altar are always Christ's commission to us. Go out into the world. Teach, unify, heal. So, what do you have to report? If you're like me and you find that to be a rather challenging, intimidating question, please remain open to being taught. When you receive communion today, ask the Holy Spirit to lead you to the next simple step outward. The next step in the direction where your unique personal call to service can bring healing to some part of your world. You might think yourself incapable of miraculous deeds. You might think, I can't do that much. Don't worry about that. Your perception of the magnitude of the good you do is far less important than your willingness and courage to move in the direction of God's mercy. Because in that journey, we are never alone. There are always crowds of people around us who need what God would have us carry to them. And most importantly, always there's Christ guiding, teaching, empowering us. That is not merely very good. That is heavenly.